this is Dirks.
Dirks Bentley, how you doing?
Good, how's Boston?
Boston is as good as always. We can't wait to see you here at Gillette Stadium, though, coming up.
Oh, man, it's going to be... That's one of those shows on the schedule that really pops up, and I've got a lot of friends coming up too, a lot of family coming out too. Everyone wants to come to Boston, and especially when I'm playing with Chesney, so it's going to be a pretty special two nights.
We can't wait for that. And congratulations. Yeah. So many things to congratulate you on. Your ninth studio album, The Mountain out there, Woman Amen going number one, having the best performance at the CMA Music Fest. We'll get to all of it, but first, number one song. What do you do when you get a number one song? Woman Amen, number one. How did you celebrate?
Oh, man. I haven't really had a chance to celebrate yet. I guess I'm celebrating with my fans in shows because we're just playing about 10 shows in a row right now. So, the CMA Music Fest, to be down there singing that song in front of that audience of 60,000, 70,000 people, that was a pretty cool way to celebrate. You know, headed to New York to go do a bunch of TV stuff, and we'll have find some time for some drinks up there. I kind of try to drag it out as long as possible, but it's been a great feeling to watch the song climb the charts, and certainly to start a tour off as the song's already a big hit has been awesome too. To hear the fan response to sing along with us, it's awesome.
Very cool. The Mountain. So the album. I'm kind of infatuated with the fact that you have such a focus on Telluride, Colorado. Like, you flew everybody there to write it, and then you went back there into a small studio and recorded it there as well?
Yeah, man. I was out there almost a year ago to the day. I was out there playing the Bluegrass Festival and just felt really inspired. It kind of felt like it might be a doorway into an idea I'd had about making an album that involved the West in some way where I'm from. And just being surrounded by these mountains really made me feel like being home and in Arizona in some way. And I knew I couldn't verbally explain this to writers back on Music Row. So I just brought six of them out to Telluride. And we all hunkered down in one house. And just found, throughout the day, wrote songs, ended up writing a bunch of songs, wrote the majority of the record out there. And then finagled my way back out there 3 months later to make the album.
That's crazy. It sounds like an experiment. That sounds like an MTV reality show or something.
I wish I had cameras rolling more through the... I didn't bring anyone out. I mean, when I wrote, it was just me and six other people. There was no one else there at all. We just no oversight, which is fun. But I wish I had a camera, but I know having a camera person around can kind of changes the vibe, and I was really focused on just trying to get great songs, and so less documenting and more just like authentic, real moments. But it would have been fun to see it. It was like, all of us going back pretending like we were 18 years old living in a ski town, celebrating 420 every day. It was a lot of fun.
Celebrating 420! Hey, I'm a card carrier here in Massachusetts, so I'm with you. CMT Awards, you brought your 7-year-old Jordan on the red carpet. Was Evie jealous?
Evie was at camp, so that's the only reason I could pull that move off. That would never have worked if everyone had been home. There's, I got three kids. The competition is just fierce. But she's so fun, man. It's just fun seeing anything through a kid's eyes. You know?
Was that overwhelming?
No, she took it in stride. A couple times we walked the red carpet, and then there's a bunch of folks, Today Show and entertainment and us. There's just every camera, everyone's there. And a couple times I'd be talking to a friend, I look around, and she's... One time she's doing a full interview with the Today Show. I was like, okay, I guess I'm not even needed.
She's already a star, man. That's crazy. All right, well, hey, got to let you roll so you can get to more interviews, but congratulations on The Mountain. Congratulations on number one, and we can't wait to see you at Gillette.
I cannot wait to be up there. It's going to be, for me, that's one of those special shows of the summer. I love Boston, and I cannot wait to be there. Kenny, I can't even believe that's happening. It's amazing.
Dirks Bentley, thank you very much, man.
Thanks, dude. Hey, y'all, this is Dirks Bentley, and I'm waking up with Jackson and Hannah on Country 102.5.